gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. In this hour, we're going to have all kinds of fun. Stephen Cole Smith is standing by, automotive journalist extraordinaire. We've got a recorded version of our Motorsports Report on deck with Jeff Ressler. And, of course, we're going to continue to take your calls and emails. We'll have some automotive news, and we'll be talking to Steve about a whole gamut of things. In the previous hour of the broadcast, we had a trivia question out there. The trivia question is, we're looking for the name of the Subaru sports car, sporty car, sold in the early 1990s. It had the window within the window. Let's go to Dennis in Massachusetts, listening on the business station AM 1060 WBIX. Dennis, thanks for hanging on, and how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Whereabouts in Mass are you?
In Cookbury.
Oh, fantastic. So what do you think? Do you know the name of that particular Subaru?
I'm going to take a guess. I hope I can pronounce it.
Okay.
Mazda?
Well, it's a good guess, but unfortunately not a correct one. How about your favorite new car and your favorite classic car?
Oh, I used to have a Thunderbird.
Oh,
my
very
favorite
good.
Car.
You can't go wrong with that. Yeah, my parents had a lot of Thunderbirds, so I kind of grew up with them. Well, you're
right.
A man with exquisite taste, and we look forward to you calling us back another time down the road. Thanks for calling in today, Dennis.
Okay, thank you, and happy Labor Day to you, too.
Thank you. Let's go to the racing desk and check in with Jeff Ressler.
Sprint Cup racing in Atlanta under the lights for the first time ever as the Atlanta Motor Speedway tries out their just-installed illumination system. Martin Truex Jr. won his second Sprint Cup pole of the season yesterday, posting the fastest lap in the qualifying session for tonight's Pep Boys Auto 500 Sprint Cup race at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Truex was one of the last of the top 35 drivers to take a lap on the mile-and-a-half tri-oval and put up a top lap of 184.189 miles per hour in his number one Guitar Hero Chevrolet to knock Casey Kane off the top spot and secure his third career Sprint Cup pole. Jimmy Johnson was third fastest, followed by Jeff Gordon, Kyle Busch, and Kurt Busch. Johnson and Gordon are second and third, respectively, in chase points, and Kurt Busch is sixth in the standings. All three are secure, with only two races left before the chase. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won a late gamble on gas, but that wasn't enough to overcome Kevin Harvick's dominance. Harvick led most of the race and then passed Earnhardt with two laps left to regain the lead and win last night's Nationwide Series race at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Harvick and Kyle Busch each went into the pits for gas and four tires with 14 laps remaining. Earnhardt and Brad Keselowski stayed out on the track, gambling that they had enough gas to finish the race. Earnhardt and Keselowski did have enough gas, but were still passed by Harvick and Busch, who finished second. Earnhardt was third, followed by Keselowski and Jeff Burton. And Mike Skinner won his second race of the season in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race at the Iowa Speedway. Skinner pulled away from Aric Almirola on the restart with four laps to go on the little more than three-quarter mile track, winning by 1.37 seconds. But he did have a few anxious moments. Checking his pressure, Skinner was virtually out of gas as the checkered flag approached. This has been Jeff Ressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And thinking and talking of motorsports, we have got a man standing by who's an expert in that realm, as well as all things automotive. He is one of my favorite radio guests, frequent guest on my Motor Trend show. And I said to myself, I haven't talked to Steve in a long time. I should get him on Auto World. We should do it all the time. Stephen Cole Smith, automotive journalist extraordinaire. Welcome to Auto World.
Well, I thought you were mad at me, Bob. I haven't heard from you in so long.
I know. It's disgusting. I just got caught up in the motor trend, what have you. But it's great to have you back. And, boy, you've been busy. You've been doing lots of stuff for Car and Driver and some other publications. Tell us about where you've been writing.
Well, my day job is still automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel, which is a Tribune paper, so a lot of the stuff goes out on the Tribune wire to other papers. But, you know, just to kind of keep my hand in it, I do a lot of motorsports stuff for Auto Week and Speedway Illustrated magazine and quite a bit for Car and Driver. I've been doing the last page for Car and Driver the last 4 months, which is a new format we're trying. Of course, that's my old magazine where I was executive editor, and we've always struggled with what to do with the last page. You know, Motor Trend generally has a look back. Matt Stone writes some kind of a flashback. We want to try something different, so we do something called What I Do Different, and we have I've been trying to surprise people. We've had everybody from Malcolm Brickland to Bill Lester, the black NASCAR driver. The one in the current issue is Ralph Nader, so I'm having fun with that.
Definitely, and I applaud the choice of the new editor-in-chief there at Car and Driver. I think he's doing a great job bringing David E. back, and he's certainly a good guy.
Eddie Alterman is a smart fellow. I was not interested in moving back to Michigan, but with me out of the loop, okay, he's number two. I'll be glad to work for Eddie Alterman.
Very good. Well, I want to talk to you about your Ralph Nader interview and also the Brickland piece, but let's talk a little motorsports off the top here.
Great.
So what's your take here as we get down to the chase only 2 weeks away? What's your gut feeling?
Boy, we've, you know, they expanded the final number of drivers a couple of years ago to 12 when 10 didn't quite do it, and they left a couple of people out, like Dale Jr.
Mm.
They may have to expand it to 14 this year because we're looking at guys like Mark Martin and Kyle Busch on the outside looking in. You know, both of them have 4 wins apiece, but they're not quite there. They don't have the consistency. And without Kyle Busch and Mark Martin in the chase, that's going to be kind of a blow. As far as I'm concerned, I understand why they did the chase. They get a lot of attention this time of year, even with the other sports cranking up. But, you know, I still like the pure way they used to do it, where you ran all year and
yeah.
The guy or girl that did best was the champion. I understand why they do it, and NHRA has gone to it. I think the other NASCAR divisions will go to it, and I understand it, but I'm not crazy about it. It just seems kind of artificial for a guy to race all year and end up on top the way Tony Stewart is, and then he'll actually, you know, he'll actually be down in the points when the chase comes. So it doesn't mean I won't be watching it, though, and I'll be watching tonight when they crank up at Atlanta for the first night race there. I think that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the significance of that, Atlanta going to night racing.
Well, it's for one thing, they can start earlier on the East Coast and still have a decent time on the West Coast. Part of the problem with running the East Coast races in the daytime has always been if they start at noon or 1, it's awfully early on the West Coast, whereas if they start, I don't expect to see a green flag tonight until after 9 o'clock or so, which puts a pretty good West Coast time slot on it. It's also cooler. It's also just the way Musco, a company that's done all the lighting for these tracks, the way they've used reflective lighting. You know, if you go down to Charlotte or some of these other tracks, down at ground level, you're not looking directly at the light. You're looking at a mirror reflecting the light. And, man, on television and in person, the cars just snap. They just look so good at night. Plus, if they run tonight, if they get rained out, you know, they can run tomorrow on Labor Day. So it gives them a little bit of an option. For Atlanta to do it, it's an older track. The attendance has been down a little bit, so I think it's probably going to be worth the investment for putting those lights up.
Yeah, definitely. I can see it adding a little bit more excitement, a little more sparkle, certainly for the TV folks. And you're right, it is an old track. I know I've attended a couple of press launches there years ago. The Jag X-Type was partially launched there, and that track has seen a lot of years.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit due for paving right now, too. I think it's pretty hard on tires. But with the cooler temperatures at night, that ought to help quite a bit. You know, the only real problem I've got with night races is, and you and I have talked about this, I love local racetracks.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys run at night. So when you have Friday and Saturday night races in NASCAR, it makes it tough on the local tracks. But tonight, nobody's running, so everybody can watch NASCAR.
Excellent. When we come back, we'll talk more about local tracks and more with Steve Smith, right here on Auto World. I almost said Motor Trend. Don't go away.
Oh, What a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Well, no.
Don't you know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do. But
don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol? Well,
don't you know anything? Oh! When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then buy another, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive
it. Ah, the circle of life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways.
Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, along with Steve Cole Smith, and we're talking all kinds of stuff. We're going to be talking about new cars and cash for clunkers, but right now, off the top, we're talking a little bit of motorsports, because Steve is an expert in that realm. He is, of course, as I said earlier, an automotive journalist extraordinaire, writing for Car and Driver, many other publications, and, of course, for the Orlando Sentinel. Steve, let's talk a little bit about those small tracks. I mean, as you said, you're a big fan of them. I'm a big fan of them. How are they doing these days, in this economy especially?
It's been tough, Bob, not just on trying to get a crowd, but trying to get a car count. You know, if you're running for $500 a night and you've got a car and a trailer and a pit crew that costs you $25,000 or $30,000, it's really hard to justify. And I can say that firsthand because I've got three race cars out there in the yard right now that I'd like to be racing, but I just don't have the time or money right now, so they're covered up. And I do live out in the woods. I mean, they're not on blocks in front of the house. Which,
well, you are from Florida.
given the fact that I'm from Tennessee and lived in Mississippi and Arkansas, that's certainly within character for me. But it's been tough for those guys, and I really salute some of the NASCAR guys, like Tony Stewart, who bought Eldora, Kyle Busch, Johnny Benson. A lot of those guys are trying to get back and run at some of the small tracks. Ken Schrader, another guy, Kenny Wallace. They're trying to get some attention for the little tracks and as much as they can. And actually, this Wednesday, we've got Prelude to the Dream at Eldora Speedway, where Tony Stewart and Kyle Busch and a bunch of other NASCAR stars will be running for charity. And I believe that's on HBO or one of the pay-per-view networks. I think it's $25. And I may actually have to shell out to do that. And speaking of NASCAR, I didn't hear this on Jeff Breslauer's report. He may have not had time, but there are two really interesting things happened this week. You know, last weekend, we had the race in Montreal, Canada, on a road course. Carl Edwards, bless his heart, wrecked his prototype Grand Am car on the pace lap. You know, he ran into the wall, almost totaled it out, beat himself up a little bit, but he was okay. He came back the next day, ran the Busch race and won it, and then in the rain does his patented backflip, and he's okay. But this week he's playing Frisbee with his friends, and one of his friends steps on his foot, so Carl Edwards is racing with a cast on his foot tonight, which, you know, he went through this bad crash, he does his backflip, but no, you can't, that's okay, but you get hurt playing Frisbee. The other big news of the week is that Danica Patrick apparently is still visiting NASCAR shops, and she visited Tony Stewart's shop, and Tony Stewart has been telling everybody that listens, he's pretty sure Danica Patrick is going to take a shot at NASCAR, maybe 2010, maybe 2011. And a lot of us have wondered whether she would be willing to start basically with the AAA leagues, like the Truck Series or even the Nationwide Series. And a lot of us have thought maybe she wouldn't. She'd want to go straight into the Sprint Cup. And we've seen what happens when guys like Dario Franchitti and even Sam Hornish, has taken him a couple of years to get up to speed. But Tony seems to think we could very well see her in a truck or a Nationwide car, at least on a part-time basis, as early as next year. So I think it's going to be something to watch.
Yeah, that's definitely a big story. So do you think she'll just kind of test it out and continue her open-wheel stuff as well?
If she's smart, she will, Bob. If she's smart, she'll jump into an ARCA car once or twice and just see if she can drive something with fenders. You know, she's run some or tried to run some Grand Am and some ALMS races and not been what you would call totally successful, but she does like oval tracks. Her only win is coming on oval, so, you know, NASCAR runs oval tracks except for twice a year, so that would be appealing. But man, it's almost one of those don't quit your day job deals. If I was her, there's plenty of time in the IRL schedule to dabble in NASCAR. I would dabble, see if it's something for her before I threw all my eggs in that basket.
I would imagine the NASCAR folks would welcome her in any capacity.
Oh my gosh,
with her media pull.
I would think that and sponsorship would not be a problem, but, you know, the first driver you think of with IRL is Danica, so you can bet that the IRL would do what they could to hang on to her, because she is certainly the single biggest draw they've got right now.
And certainly her skills continue to improve. I mean, you know, she's still on the young side, would you say, Steve?
Yeah, she's a talented driver. There's no question about that, but man, we've seen so many talented drivers try to move into from open wheel into a stock car series, and it's just very hard to do. I had a story. The next story I've got in Car and Driver is on Sarah Fisher, you know, the race car driver, and she came from IRL, and she came from midget sprint cars, went into IRL, did well, and then had a Richard Childress program for a year where she raced stock cars out on the West Coast and just couldn't get it done. She says it just takes a lot of time to unlearn what you learned with a rear-end IRL car, and drive a car that has half the brakes and twice the weight on a stock car track. So, of course, Sarah's back in the IRL now. So Danica is not somebody that likes to lose, and I would love to see her, throw one of her hissy fits and slap, say, Jeff Burton or Tony Stewart if she could get away with that.
Exactly.
It would almost be worth it just to watch and see what would happen.
That would definitely make for some good ratings, to say the least. Our telephone number, if anybody out there has any questions in the motorsports realm, we would love to hear from you, and we would welcome your calls. And you can dial us up anytime from anywhere in North America at 800-259-9231. If you're listening anywhere in the world, actually, on GCNlive.com, we'd love to hear from you as well. Let's talk a little bit about sponsors. It's a difficult year for the automotive business as a whole, and certainly we've seen a lot of suppliers and aftermarket manufacturers suffering. How about in the motorsports world? Our sponsors have always been difficult to come by, but I would imagine here in this economy even more so.
No question, Bob. It's I've heard rumors from some of the teams that the last month they think they see a little bit of an upturn, but whether or not that's just wishful thinking or not, I don't know, because to sponsor a top-line NASCAR team, you know, a Jimmy Johnson or a Jeff Gordon, we're looking at $15 million, and it's hard to directly translate that $15 million into the sales or the profile of a company. It's hard to say we spent $15 million here, and because of that, we made $25 million. I think it would be tough for Home Depot or DuPont or any of those guys to show that direct correlation to the board of directors, and I would hate to be the guy trying to pitch it right now. What a lot of the teams have done very successfully, Jack Roush almost started this, is put together pieces of sponsorships where one team will sponsor one sponsor will sponsor for six races as the main sponsor and maybe six more races as a partial sponsor. It may be sort of a regional thing, like the Myers grocery store chain is very big in the Midwest, and maybe Myers sponsors a car or two when they're racing in Michigan or Chicago or some of those, and when they come down here to Florida, maybe the Publix grocery chain will sponsor a couple of races. That's made it a lot harder and a lot more important for teams to have a good driver who can speak and a good driver who knows how to sell a product. And the days of just going through the phone book and picking out a name and hoping to get $15 million out of them, those days are over.
Absolutely. Straight ahead, we're going to have more with Steve Cole Smith. We're going to talk about his conversations with Ralph Nader, Malcolm Ricklin, and lots more Cash for Clunkers as well. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back on this Labor Day weekend with Steve Cole Smith, and we're taking your telephone calls and emails of Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. And don't be a stranger via the phone as well. You can give us a call at our regular number. We'll throw out a trivia question here just to pump things up a little bit. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Ford has just reintroduced the Ford Taurus show for model year 2010. I want you to tell me the first year for the Ford Taurus show. What year did it debut? 800-259-9231. Steve, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about your conversation with both Ralph Nader and Malcolm Brickland. Let's begin first with Ralph Nader. He is someone I have never interviewed. What's he like?
It's interesting, Bob. The reason I did it is because, and this is something even he and his people didn't realize, in doing some research on him, I realized that this year is the 50th year since he wrote his first article on auto safety, which was for The Nation, and of course turned into Unsafe at Any Speed, his book, a couple of years later.
Wow.
He's amazingly sharp for a guy that's getting close to 76, and even though he's not as active in the automotive end, he still knows chapter and verse, the names and the data and pretty much anything you'd want to ask him about auto safety. And one of the interesting things he said was, I asked him about Car and Driver, and he said that it was discouraging to him that over all the years, Car and Driver was interested, and this certainly would go for Motor Trend and any of the other Buff books, interested much more in styling and horsepower than they were in safety, which, of course, we were, and we still are. Safety is a wonderful thing, but, you know, if you're talking about the excitement of a car, it's not having side airbags, it's having horsepower under the hood. But it's interesting to see how much of the stuff Ralph Bader talked about years ago has made it into cars now. And really, it, as you know from test driving cars, it really hasn't affected the fun factor very much. You know, side airbags or traction control and stability control and analog brakes, those are wonderful safety inventions, but you can still play with the car on the racetrack just like you could if they didn't have them. And it's really interesting talking to Nader about the history of this stuff, and he pointed out something I didn't realize was that chariots in the gladiator days had padded dashboards. And I remember from my little head hitting the dashboard of our 1959 Ford, which probably explains a lot, that wasn't padded. So, you know, I guess it took, you know, what, a little over 2,000 years for us to actually make sure we had padded dashes for our cars. But interesting guy, fun to talk to, and somebody that I expected not to like very much and ended up liking quite a bit.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, we're really living in the golden age of automobiles, as I'm often saying. I mean, when we look at, you know, some of the vehicles out there, I mean, look at GM. Who would believe, number one, GM would go bankrupt, but that's another story. But at the same time, turning out world-class vehicles like the CTS-V from Cadillac, the most powerful Corvette, the most powerful V8 ever from Cadillac, the ZR1 Corvette.
Right.
And
well, even on the other end, Bob, I had a Kia Forte a couple weeks ago with a 2.4-liter engine in it, and, you know, it had every safety feature that we would have paid a lot for 10 years ago, you know, the side airbags, stability control and everything. It had 174 horsepower. It got good mileage, and still it was, you know, what, around $16,000. And like you said, this really is a golden age. We've got it all right now. We've got cars that are fun to drive, so dependable that it's almost ridiculous. It really is something I think we'll look back on and go, this is the era that we started to get it pretty darn good with automobiles.
Absolutely. A lot of folks don't realize how far we've come, too. I mean, the fact that we've got these powerful engines that can yield decent fuel economy, and also in the area of emissions, somebody told me that it would take 100 new cars, 2010 cars, to emit as much emissions as one car from 1973.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It just shows how far we've come. Let's talk a little bit about Malcolm Bricklin. I have interviewed him on the radio before, and I found him, you know, quite interesting, quite charming, and, you know, definitely kind of a sales guy. This guy has certainly had his hand in lots of things, and many of our listeners may not be aware of all the things that Malcolm Bricklin has done in his career.
He is a guy that could sell matches to the devil. There's no question about that. He may be the, and he's slick without really being slick. You know, I mean, he's just, all of a sudden you're, you know, 20 minutes into the conversation and you fully understand everything he's talking about and you're really ready to write him a check. Right now, though, I'm not sure exactly where he's going. He's working on a hybrid / plug-in / something else that he doesn't have a factory for and he doesn't really have a plan for yet. It'll be in dealers next year, which has kind of been his mantra for a while. There's a movie coming out about him that ought to be pretty interesting, too. It's a documentary that his son shot, and I think the guy that did Super Size Me, I forgot his name, one of the reality shows that he's done on some of the stuff. I think the guy has credentials. But Malcolm's story, he's really interesting to me because he's here from Orlando, but he's been so far ahead of everything. You know, he was the guy that first brought Subaru into the country. Mm-hmm. He was the guy that brought Yugo in. He was the last guy to bring Fiat in. He was the first guy to really try to bring Chinese cars over with his Chery experiment. He bought electric bicycles in at a time when nobody was even thinking about that. No question he's been ahead of his time, and he's also made plenty of money at it. You can talk about him failing at things like Yugo and some of the other factors, but he says he's made money in every one of those deals. So shed no tears for Malcolm.
And, of course, he had his infamous sports car there in the 1970s named after him. An interesting car, and, you know, speaking of safety, it certainly wasn't a great performance car, but for its day, it had a number of safety features. So, Ralph Bader.
The the name of it was the Bricklin SV1 for Safety Vehicle 1. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of things, including he refused to put a cigar lighter into the car because he said you should not be smoking when you're behind the wheel. So I refused to, you know, help you smoke because you're not. Yeah, I'm not going to give you a cigarette lighter. So it's pretty fascinating.
Definitely. So that's a real cool piece that you're doing for Car and Driver. Who are some of the other people that you can tell us about that we were going to be seeing in coming months, or maybe you can't tell us?
Well, the only one that's done right now is Sarah Fisher, and I'm trying to do a racer and a non-racer alternate every month. But you know, I've got a few other ideas. I'm trying to stay away from some of the really obvious people that we already know. But you know, I'm just trying to find some people that have a really good story, but you may not know the backstory on them. So it's still a work in progress.
Let's talk a little bit about Cash for Clunkers. The August sales figures are in, and certainly a number of automakers are doing a dance, and some others are still kind of in the mud. But what was your thought about the program, and do you think a lot of buyers move their purchases up because of this program?
That's a great question. How much of this was what the manufacturers are calling forward selling? We won't know until the end of the year, meaning that these are people that would have bought a car later in the year and just ended up buying it now because the deals were so good. I personally think there was a lot of it. I think there were a lot of people that were going to buy a car that would have bought one later, so I think we're going to see some pretty grim sales figures between now and the end of the year. I think the Cash for Clunkers thing, I'm sort of a political agnostic. I'm not a Republican. I'm not
Me
a Democrat.
Too.
Yep. But you have to admit, it was a pretty gutsy program, and it really did move the needle. With all the billions we've given to the banks and other causes, it really did make some difference. But it does trouble me a little bit that the government predicted that that first $1 billion would last until the 1st of November, and it lasted a week. So if you know, you have to wonder exactly how health care would work out under some of these guys if they were only you know, like that far off in their predictions.
Yeah, that's a little scary. Definitely,
yeah, it really is. But there's no question about it. It did move a lot of metal for the manufacturers.
More straight ahead with Steve Cole Smith. This is Auto World on GCN. Don't go away. Get into my car.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much. Welcome back. It's Labor Day weekend, and you're listening to Auto World all across North America. My special guest is Steve Cole Smith, and Steve is an automotive journalist with the Orlando Sentinel and also writing for Car and Driver and Auto Week and a slew of other publications, and former automotive radio talk show host down in Florida as well, and certainly one of my favorite guests. And Steve, we're going to have to make you a regular part here of my Auto World extravaganza. Is that okay?
Oh, I'd love to do that, Bob.
Wonderful. Let's talk some 2010 models here while we get the chance. Certainly, again, you know, lots of cool stuff rolling out. Why don't we talk a little bit about the doings within Ford? Ford, you know, seems to, of all the Detroit 3, because they didn't take the money from the government or didn't have to, I mean, they seem to be racking up some serious sales numbers. And certainly when you look at the some of the new additions here, the Taurus for 2010, the return of the show, and now they've got a sport edition of the Fusion, they seem to be doing some right things.
I agree. I've got a Taurus review in the paper today in the Sentinel that'll probably run out of some of the other Tribune papers. I like that car a lot. It's, when the Taurus came out in 1986, it just set the automotive industry on its ear. It beat the Accord in sales, and it was the Chrysler minivan for Ford. It was a game changer. And then they kind of piddled around with it, redesigned it in 1996 and made it too heavy and made the nose look like a catfish. And then I mentioned the story that it's a perfect master's thesis for some business student who wants to see how to mismanage a brand the way they treated the Taurus. 2010, though, they're back. It's not the game changer from 1986, but it's an awfully nice car that really has no downside to it. If you want a pretty good sized car that will seat 5 people very comfortably, a huge, just an enormous trunk, good fuel mileage, they've really nailed it with the Taurus. I think it's a really pretty car too.
Yeah, it's definitely different from what we've seen from Ford in the past. They've definitely moved the car more upscale, too, Steve. And when you look at the interior and the availability of all the safety and electronic gizmos, it's really a good bang for the buck.
It really is. You know, they're calling it their flagship, and I think it really is. As the Crown Victoria and the people that buy the Crown Victoria kind of go away, there's still a big market for people. Geez, I'm 55. I'll be 56 next week, so I guess I'm in that demographic now, who are looking for a big, comfortable car, and I think they really nailed it with that. But I'll tell you about the product from Ford I'm the most impressed with, and this includes the new Mustang, is the Fusion Hybrid. Mm. That's my favorite hybrid car. I think that just the overall package, the way it runs, the way it handles, the way it looks, they really got that car right.
They certainly have. I mean, the improvement over the initial hybrids, boy, the fact that that vehicle can operate up to, I believe, 47 miles an hour in hybrid form, the fact that it actually gets better fuel economy numbers in the Camry is quite an accomplishment.
And there's you give up nothing. I think the American consumer has already proven that we love to have hybrids, we love to have better mileage, but when you ask them what they want to give up, they're not going to say, I'll give up performance, or I'll give up comfort, or I'll give up, you know, my air conditioning. You give up nothing with the Fusion. If you close your eyes and drive it, you have no idea you're driving anything but just a normal car. It works that well.
Absolutely. On the supercar front, Audi has just released a 10-cylinder variant of their R8. I've never been fortunate enough to drive even the 8-cylinder version of the R8. Have you piloted that vehicle?
Yeah, I've had several R8s. I like the car a lot. I like what Lamborghini is now, since they're using the Audi platforms, and that just shows what kind of basic engineering they have in an Audi that it would actually work as a Lamborghini too. The R8, I think, is a wonderful car. It's just kind of far, far out of my price range. As a poor but honest journalist, I don't make the radio host kind of money. But I strongly urge you to get behind the wheel of one. Of course, the 10-cylinder, though, the one thing I do not remember about the R8 is saying, gee, I wish it had more power. Gee, if it only had two more cylinders. So it kind of comes under the category of overkill, I think. But if they bring me one, I'm not going to turn it down.
Speaking of hybrids, Lexus has launched an interesting first car hybrid, and a lot of Lexus buyers probably don't realize it shares a lot of the underpinnings with the Prius.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to go. I just, as much as Lexus has done with the hybrids, I really don't see the investment there. I think people have proven, and I think the Honda Accord hybrid was a very good example of this. Honda advertised the Accord hybrid as the highest performance Accord ever. It was the fastest Accord. Well, nobody wanted a fast Accord. They wanted Accord that got great mileage, and the Honda Accord hybrid didn't, so they ended up dropping it. So I kind of see the same thing with Lexus. I think it probably does very well with movie producers and movie stars in California, but we don't have many of those in Florida. And I honestly cannot remember the last time I saw a Lexus hybrid. So bringing it in a little bit down market from where those cars are with some Prius parts, I think that's probably a very good idea.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the new Camaro. It's certainly doing well in the showroom sales-wise.
Man, it's I'm, you know, as a child of the 60s, you know, the Camaro and the Challenger and the Mustang, or just having those three back makes me feel just a little bit younger, you know, and makes my hair a little browner than it was before the gray really started to show up. I love the Camaro, but I've got to say, as a couple of the magazines have, including Car and Driver, putting the Challenger, Camaro, and Mustang against each other, I'm really amazed at what Ford has done with the 2010 Mustang. I know it's an existing platform. I know it's way down on horsepower, but it's a really super package. But, man, the Camaro with the V6 engine, I think, with over 300 horsepower, I'm impressed with the SS. I like it, but that's a lot of car for the money.
Absolutely. Great value for the money, except, of course, as usual, we're hearing some dealers gouging a little bit, but that is to be expected. But
well, I do a question-answer column, and I got that question from somebody that was angry about the Camaro in particular. And I said, the MSRP, the manufacturer suggested retail price, is just that. And if you're complaining about a dealer selling cars for over sticker, then you ought to be just as mad about the dealer selling cars for under sticker. But nobody ever complains about that. So, you know, as tough as it's been for Chevrolet and Dodge, if they can get more than the sticker price for those cars, more power to them. I won't buy it, but I'll wait for them to come down. But I have trouble getting mad about that.
Absolutely. And certainly when you look at, some of the other cars and some of the infusions of power, Ford has got the new EcoBoost V6. Have you had a chance to check that one out, Stu?
Yeah, I have. That's an impressive system. V6 engines, I'm amazed at how far they've come. I just gave back a Hyundai Genesis with a 3.8 liter in it, a little over 300 horsepower. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that's a competitor for the Mustang and the Camaro and the Challenger, but I really don't see it. I don't see many people cross-shopping it. Certainly the intent is there, but it's sort of a pony car for people who just very recently quit riding ponies, that are maybe in the teens or the early 20s. But with Ford and what they've done with the V6s and what everybody's doing with V6s now, as much as I love V8s, as much as I like that sound of eight cylinders crunching down, there's some V6s out there that I'm coveting right now.
Yeah, you're right on the mark there. I, too, love the V8 engines, but when you see these V6 power plants, you know, supplemented with the two turbos turning out 350 horsepower, 350 pound-feet of torque, I mean,
yeah,
those are numbers not to be argued with.
What's
the new vehicle that you've driven lately that you're the most excited about?
Oh, geez. My favorite vehicle overall still is, I think, the base Corvette for the money. I just don't think that's anything that I can I could find a better car for the money than what it is. But I think some of my favorite cars lately, and I've got one out there now, is a BMW X5 diesel. Had a Jetta diesel a little while ago, and I've always liked diesel engines, and it's always fun to try to convince people that diesels are not what they were 20 years ago, that what some of the manufacturers are doing with diesels now is just astounding. And I think when you look at the American Le Mans series and see that Audi is dominated with diesel race cars and Peugeot is running diesels, that I think that's an area that I really hope comes along in America pretty soon, because as you know, in Europe, some areas more than half the cars there are diesels, and I'd love to see that technology get a little more popular here.
It's amazing, the new diesel technology. Again, it's a marketing problem, not unlike the American manufacturers have. We look at, those performance numbers and the emissions numbers. I mean, they're nothing what they were in the past. I mean, these are really very, very fuel-efficient, emission-efficient, and great-performing vehicles. Steve, they're chasing us out the door. We're going to do this real soon again.
Let's do it anytime, Bob. I always enjoy it.
All right. Thanks so much. He's Steve Goldsmith. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.